This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, you can join us online anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy the various features you will find there, including, well, actually, I haven't even had the chance to add a link to the new social media site from freetalklive.com. So if you want to check out our new social, FTL Social, you have to go straight to social.freetalklive.com, and that'll get you there. I'm still in the process of getting all the back-end stuff set up to syndicate posts from place A to place B and C and so on and so forth. But eventually over the weekend, probably, I'll get all the various different links up, and we'll put, you know, an advertisement for this FTL Social up over at freetalklive.com. But for right now, go to social.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and others from the libertarian, voluntarist, freedom-loving community there. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Mark, returning from down south.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on a Friday night, guys.
Actually, it was nobody that that let you in here, so thanks to nobody.
Well, I mean, I suppose you could have run me out, had you wished.
I suppose I could have.
Yeah.
but you're back after, well, I don't know, a few weeks down there in Florida, and only staying for a few days this time.
Yeah, my intention is to come in, do the weekend show with you guys, get some business done, and then it's cold. I slipped on the ice.
What ice? Is there ice?
You're losing your touch.
Yeah, I don't want that touch.
Yeah, there really isn't that much ice right now.
Unusually warm this winter?
I live in a slightly different location than you do, I haven't been plowing my driveway because I'm not here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's definitely no ice on my driveway or path.
Very little here.
Yeah, it requires a great deal of maintenance. And,
I expect that'll change over the next month at some point, though. We've gone for a little while now without a snowstorm.
Yeah, it probably will. Yeah. I mean, this is why if you move to New Hampshire, you know, you get yourself a shovel or you hire somebody to do it for you.
So there's news, of course, about this crazy nonsense going on all around us with crackdowns. It used to be all about COVID here on Free Talk Live and all the various different government crackdowns on that. Now the government and the big tech is cracking down on opinions. So that's the latest freedom that is being targeted.
I spoke to a friend of mine, a guy who used to work for the show today.
Really?
His son has been deployed in the National Guard.
Oh, to D.C.?
To D.C.
Oh, wow.
And there's going to be 20,000 troops there.
Yeah, there's already a bunch of them there. Did you see the pictures?
I haven't seen the pictures.
They're literally sleeping in the Capitol.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of them.
Yeah, the Capitol building. It's crazy.
Hundreds of them sleeping in the Capitol. And as Adam Kokesh pointed out, the military doesn't even have it.
Since I have to pay for the Capitol as a non-military building, is it a violation of the Third Amendment of the Constitution that soldiers sleep in?
What do you mean you don't have to pay for the Capitol?
Since I have to pay for the Capitol.
So, no, they're only allowed to not, I think, live in private quarters, right?
I see.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. But given that he's paying for it, does that make it private quarters?
No, it's government. Of course, the government goons are welcome to be in government buildings.
I'm just always looking out for that Third Amendment violation.
Yeah. Well, no, they did that during Katrina, the hurricane down in New Orleans, where they were staying in churches and things like that without permission.
I see.
Yeah. So they were violating it.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, yeah, they did that. That was 15 years ago now at this point. So, yeah, they're there. They're there in large numbers, and they were there as of just a few days ago in large numbers and laying on the ground. They don't even have cots. They don't even have sleeping bags.
I saw some of them standing and sleeping. Like,
really?
Standing position.
Like leaning up against the wall?
I think so. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow.
So do you people have been given permits to protest in Washington, D.C. on the 20th of January.
Have they?
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting.
If they, for whatever reason, determine that you know, somebody has gotten out of control, will the National Guard fire on American citizens?
Yes, they've been authorized they've been authorized to use deadly force.
Well, at least the police have, I believe.
Yeah, I believe
the National Guard was the headline I saw.
That fired on the killed?
No, they have been authorized to use deadly force.
I got you.
Well, it's strange stuff. I mean, I feel like the divisions have been set so thoroughly at this point that the Americans are so against each other that, yeah, I do think they'll fire on civilians. It's 6 o'clock.
This is the curfew in Washington, D.C. This is somebody standing out in front of the Capitol in a nearly empty plaza with fences around.
All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or become their tomb arrest. I repeat, a curfew is in effect at 1800 hours until 600 hours tomorrow.
Land of the free.
All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds.
Yeah.
There's no national language in the United States. I wonder if it's a problem if you just don't speak English.
All right. No say.
So, U.S. Capitol grounds, that doesn't mean all of D.C. then, presumably,
no.
Or anything of that nature. Okay.
But a lot of the monuments are shut down, too.
Right. Which I kind of expect them to be able to kind of kick people out of those kind of areas, but not necessarily.
No, it was all of D.C. The curfew was all of D.C.
That seems like it was a violation, constitutional violation.
There's curfews all over the place.
Which are unconstitutional in a lot of cases. And there's court rulings on it, even.
Now, what's the violation? Is it just your right to seek liberty or, statement?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think a lot of times it has to do with juveniles, actually, in curfews that have been ruled on. But
juvenile curfews are unconstitutional?
Yeah, something like that. But if that's unconstitutional,
if parents can
then,
tell you what to do, why can't the government?
Well...
Can't think because
I think the logic is it's a parental thing and it's unconstitutional. Hmm. Like the government, it's unconstitutional for the government to tell parents they can't go out, and thus because it's their kid, it's would be unconstitutional to tell a child not to go out because it's the parents that's the parents' like constitutional right or something to that effect.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I
mean, it's a clear violation of your right to make a choice to move into a certain place that's supposedly open to you. The freedom to travel, the freedom to exist. Clear violation.
I imagine it is the freedom to travel part of the Constitution.
I don't know that if that's in the Constitution. Is that in there?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Freedom to travel?
Not the terminology. Yeah, freedom to travel. They may be one of these constitutional rights that are yet unnamed.
It's not. No. I don't think it's called like freedom to travel. But there's something to that. To that end, anyway.
Well, you're securing your person's places and effects, if that's what you're
You don't have about. The right to... What the courts have ruled is you don't have the right to drive a vehicle, but you have the right to move from one place to another without, like, hindrance or something to that effect. So, like, it doesn't guarantee a particular means of transportation, but you absolutely have the right to.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have not heard of anyone challenging the curfews in court. Have you?
I think...
How would they be able to do it right now?
You can file a case, just when it'll get heard.
By whom? With whom?
By whom would be anyone to whom the curfew applies, and with whom would be the person issuing it. So in this case, the mayor of D.C. and or the city council.
Can't even get a place to open up during COVID. They're all too scared.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Yeah, so. I mean, it's hard to get into court. You can't even get into a courtroom.
Yeah.
Let alone.
And it's interesting because they probably would have how they suspend the Constitution, so to speak, during emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect they'd probably say that was okay during an emergency, but I wonder if that would also be applicable to a protest situation, which I would think it would not be.
I wonder how Americans are liking their 10-month trial of a totalitarian pandemic state.
They seem to be embracing it just fine.
Some are. I mean, you know, it really depends on where you are. There's others that are like, no, not having anything to do with this.
What's it like down in Florida?
I was just down in Florida, and while I would say that there's certainly more people wearing masks than there were pre-pandemic, in fact, I would say a majority.
Pre-pandemic?
Well, there weren't many before the pandemic.
Who in the U.S. would wear a mask pre-pandemic?
Very rarely.
I mean, that's more of like a Southeast Asian type of thing, I think it was.
It was very rare. But I would say it's actually a majority of people who are probably wearing their masks.
Down in Florida right now?
Yeah, down in Florida right now.
Now, when you say when they're wearing masks, do you mean like just inside a store or just walking around on the street?
I mean, you know, I think that people forget their masks when they get in their car.
I don't understand how you could forget that.
At this point,
your hot breath constantly rolling over your face anytime you have one of those things on. It's incredibly obvious, but stand by. We'll continue here. 603-283-6160. Our co-host, nobody did say that happened to him once where he had forgotten a mask, but he's also kind of forgetful. 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts here. Coming up, domestic so-called terrorism.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. Open phones for you to join us. here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Domestic terrorism is the new boogeyman. It was COVID, and they're kind of continuing with the whole COVID plan, but now they're adding to it.
Scared people love the state. They flock to the state.
Yeah.
And so this is the formula. When
keep the fear coming.
But I think that a strange crack came in the whole veneer when Buffalo Man and his minions took over the U.S.
Buffalo
Capitol.
Man, the guy with the horns. Okay.
Yeah, whatever we're calling him. The Q Wizard.
Oh, that guy. Everybody knows who you're talking about. It's crazy. It's like... Yeah.
Well, there was,
he's memorable.
For 15 minutes, a man in a buffalo suit was the Speaker of the House. You know how I know he's the Speaker of the House? Because ownership is about control.
Mm-hmm.
And he controlled that house for 15 minutes. Yeah. He stood up there. He did nothing violent and doesn't deserve to be arrested, in my opinion.
He got arrested, though.
Well, I don't know what
so
for.
A bunch of other people.
But I'm not looking to defend him either. I don't care.
A bunch of charges. They've been hitting these guys with a lot of charges. I don't remember offhand what they all.
They'll make anything up in order to keep their veneer going. But for a moment there, the most glorious of the moments was when the representatives of the people
were cowering
before the people.
Yeah.
They were inside like, don't let the people in!
I have to say, it's put a smile on my face to see that.
Me
but,
too.
You know, at the same time, it's like, I kind of feel like I'm not of the position or of the opinion, I guess, that like... It was, they should have been there, but at the same time, it was up to the government gang to basically keep the little people out, basically, right? To keep the protesters out.
And they
failed to do that. So, like, the blame shouldn't be on
the... It was a beautiful failure.
Right. The blame shouldn't be on the protesters that got in. It should be on the government for failing to do its job, right? If it can't even do that, how could they possibly protect us? And why do we even have a government?
Right. They can't keep... concerned Americans from coming in and threatening the lives of their liars and thieves right there in liar and like the head of the thieves guild.
I think it's a little bit of extreme to say violent only because they know, as far as I know, there weren't any protesters who went into the building to actually use violence.
Yeah, the only threat was from the police against the protesters. The cops shot one lady to death.
Right. It seems such an exaggeration to call this a violent, you know, these people being violent. I guess somebody broke a window, but that was one guy probably.
Yeah.
Like, how did the one cop die?
I heard that a cop died later.
I don't know. I mean,
a heart attack.
I can tell you that if you die as a firefighter, if I die on duty or 24 hours from being on duty, it's considered an on-duty death.
Right. That's why they're counting it. But I don't think anybody killed any cops.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not researching this, and frankly, it's not terribly important to me. What I would say is this: is that all systems, in order to remain, in order to be robust, must be disrupted. You cannot have some stagnant system where everybody just goes along to get along and it be a good thing. It's just bad.
You know what's interesting here is, Mark, you're supposed to be the reasonable one among us. And it doesn't sound... You sound...
Well, I think that... So what sounds unreasonable to me is the breathless. Nigh, I say, southern breathless. Full-on breathless Democrats out there fanning themselves.
I think they call that the Vespers.
I do declare this is just amazing that a country that was founded upon a revolution by the people who were just sick and tired of their government would absolutely at any point have another set of people that might be sick and tired of their government. Like, what? That's the most American thing I've seen out of Washington, D.C. in a very long time.
Capitol Police officer who was on duty during the riot has died by suicide, says his family.
Oh, come on. That's not... You can't possibly blame that on the riot.
Well,
I mean, give me a break. Like, seriously?
So,
Yeah, I don't know how to address that.
Yeah. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard as far as, like, claims.
So, as a result of this Capitol so-called insurrection, which is a ridiculous... you know, thing to call this. I mean, this was an unauthorized
protesters.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was not insurrection, not by any stretch of the imagination.
But they're calling it that.
I know, by people who have a political agenda.
Right, and that's what I want to get into, is that is that agenda here tonight. Because the agenda is more fear, because you've already, you know, people have just been slathered up with fear over COVID over the last year, and now this is going to be adding to it, the fear of so-called domestic terrorism, which is what they're labeling this, and they are going to be going after people who are of a like mindset. We've already seen the sort of the big tech attack against these people, where big tech is now turning off people's accounts, shutting them down with no notice whatsoever, just saying you're done, not even giving them reasons for it.
Yeah.
And now here's a story from the Chicago Tribune to follow up with that. Darlene Glanton writing, "One of the most disturbing revelations from last week's insurrection at the Capitol is that any of us could be living next door to a domestic terrorist. We always knew that Donald Trump supporters wore masks. Many of them were too afraid or ashamed to let anyone know that they had fallen under the spell of a president who would try to take America down if he were kicked out the door."
Well, the masks are all over the place at every left or right protest going on in the United States. Why is Donald Trump suddenly responsible for the masks of the protests in Washington,
D.C.? No, she's saying we knew Donald Trump supporters wore masks, meaning they're blending in.
Oh, I see. Not literal masks. These are like psychic masks or something.
No, she's talking about masks, like actual masks.
Okay.
Yeah. Meaning they look like us, but they're Donald Trump supporters, is what she's saying.
Okay.
Right. Some of these folks seemed so normal on the outside. We didn't realize
the normal being the wearing masks.
That's what she's saying.
Wow.
We didn't realize that behind the facade was someone so willing to risk his or her good name, societal position, family relationships, job, or even go to jail in the name of Trump. We now know that Trumpism extends
maybe even their sacred honor.
Dude, they're not, I mean, look, there's 50% of the population are in support, 50% of roughly are against. You're not going to necessarily lose your job. You might lose your
job. Oh, yes, they are. People are absolutely losing their jobs.
I'm not saying there's not people losing their jobs. What I'm saying is that there's still a good chance that you're not going to lose your job because you're not working for a Democrat.
Maybe, but there are people who've lost their jobs as a result of being in Washington, D.C. They're even telling the guy who's the police chief in Troy, New Hampshire, who's like, you know, one of the more decent cops. I've interviewed him before. His name's Dave. He was seen, not inside the Capitol, but just at the protests.
Right.
And people are calling for him to resign because he has an opinion.
No doubt. There is. The problem is that it's 50% of the population.
But
right?
More than 50% support going after, at least according to the polls, more than 50% they blame Trump for what happened in D.C.
Yeah,
they do. They want to punish
curious, what's the percentage of the Republicans that blame Trump
pull it
for?
Up.
20%. Interesting. That's
really. I thought it was a majority of them. Okay, well,
majority of people, 60.
Okay.
Republicans, 20.
Blame Trump for the Capitol?
Yeah, they say that somehow he's responsible or something.
All right, 603-283-6160. But this story is about the fear around your next door neighbor could be a domestic terrorist.
I already got the T-shirt.
This is Chicago Tribune. We'll continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News. Security is tight in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
D.C.'s mayor also extending the city's ban on indoor dining at restaurants through the inauguration, citing security concerns. Many business owners frustrated with the move as they were just starting to get back on their feet. They're calling it overkill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, the number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The fear continues to build around the people that went and supported the people that went to the Capitol for their unauthorized tour that are now resulting in multiple arrests. And the people on the left are freaking out about this. Chicago Tribune with the story now about so-called domestic terrorism. We're going to get into that a little bit further, but I do want you to know about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to run a masternode. Now, when I say super easy, I mean, like, Mark, you could handle this. You didn't. You had your wife do it for you. you could. I trust that you could have done this. It's that easy.
I feel like that if I had prepared for this jab, I would have had a good response.
true. DiviProject.org. You can go and grab the Divi full node there, install that, and then once you get some Divi, you will need to have some Divi in order to run a masternode. That's part of the process. You have to lock up the Divi that you have in the masternode. And there's different tiers of masternodes, and it's not too difficult to figure this stuff out, but you do need to go and do a little bit of research over it. DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. To purchase Divi, you can go to multiple exchanges or just get it straight from the Divi team. That's probably the easiest way to do it, as they call it, over-the-counter, where you don't have to push up the price on an exchange when you need to buy a large amount of Divi. So check it out over DiviProject.org. You can join their Telegram channel and connect directly with the Divi team. Now more people have Telegram than ever before, with, I think, 500 million people in the world now on the Telegram platform.
How many of you have just been getting...
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, that just keep coming. Signal, Telegram. Wire, Line. There's, you know, all these encrypted communication apps, which are just better than text, but everybody.
I have to say, I like that people are moving away from Facebook, and I like that people are moving away from Twitter, but I have to say, I'm not sure if Telegram and Signal are the best.
Signal already had an outage.
I know.
Signal is out.
It's not even the outage with Signal, but like Telegram has started banning the people on the right. Channels.
Well, no. What Telegram did, from what I understand, was actually ban channels where people were actually plotting violence, and they happen to be Nazis. So, I mean, I get that.
I have to hold my breath on that one, but I'm not liking it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely
he's
not
a Nazi. She's
it's
a
not
Nazi.
That I support
like
the violence.
Would you like to be a Nazi too?
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, Chris.
It's
first
a slippery
they came
slope.
For the Nazis.
Right. Yeah. And if they can do it for one, they can do it for anybody.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's why the best bet is to go with the Matrix platform, which is something we're running here at Free Talk Live. You can go to matrix.lrn.fm, and that'll take you over to chat.lrn.fm to get step-by-step instructions. That's not that I'm inviting Nazis. I don't really want them on my server either. But
if they call in, they're not going to get too much time on the air.
If the Nazis want to have their own chat server, they should be running a Matrix server rather than doing something like Telegram, which is essentially...
And Matrix is federated, if I'm not mistaken, so it's not that different from... I don't want to say Facebook, but it's not that. In some ways, it's not that different from Facebook in that you can communicate with other people, you know, with the world, so to speak, without being controlled.
I'm surprised you would make the comparison that it's not that different from Facebook.
It's not that different. It's not that different in that you can get on it and be amongst all sorts of different people.
You can reach lots of communities.
Right, exactly.
That's the only similarity.
Oh, you would agree. It is. That's exactly the similarity
it's very
I'm
different.
Talking about. It's very different. It is.
It's very different because there are thousands of servers.
It's similar in that it can handle...
You have a reach.
Right. You have a reach that goes far beyond your own little circle.
Correct.
And that's something you have on Facebook right now, which is becoming less and less true with Facebook.
Yes.
But... You can move away from that and have more control over, you know, what you say and...
But otherwise, actually, there's not really much in common at all with Facebook.
Yeah,
because,
that's true.
I just don't like the words you used to
describe that. I know, I'm sorry.
The reason it's different is because it's, as you said, federated, which means that there are thousands of servers. Instead of Facebook, which has all Facebook-controlled... I mean, Facebook may have more than one server, but they're all under their control in different parts of the world.
Okay, so what I was trying to say is it's not one server that you're joining, right? It's not just one little small community. It's... You are literally, when you join a Matrix server, you can also communicate with other people on thousands of other servers.
So. Unless they've purposely disfederated and disconnected, which they can do.
Yeah. But it's not that it's censorship-free. It's that it's you can't be censored by a central entity.
Correct.
And therefore, your message is going to hit some people.
Yeah, each server decides their policies.
Yeah, I think that everybody should be able to talk, and that's the reason I like these decentralized servers. I don't like the ideas of Nazism, but the people who want to chase them off of platforms are only giving them more power. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't want somebody to speak, it's because you think they have ideas that are infectious, good, convincing, or whatever.
I don't know if that's why. I don't know if that's what they believe about the Nazi ideas. I think that they just they are
saying it.
They find
they're
it
declaring
detestable.
It to the world.
I don't think that's true. I mean, they may just find it detestable.
The way that you fight detestable speech
is with your own speech.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, you don't.
That's why we've always allowed them to call in.
And you certainly don't create echo chambers, which is what you're doing. You're creating echo chambers, so you're going to see more extreme behavior from those who you disagree with. And it doesn't matter. And you're going to see the same thing probably from your own people you do agree with, even within your own circles.
Sure.
Well, because there's nobody who's saying the opposite or being more timid about it.
Well, plus they'll start cannibalizing themselves eventually. If they push out the Nazis and then they push out whoever else they don't like.
And I think we've already seen this, actually, with people on the left. I know a lot of people on the left, but there's very few that I think are anywhere near as extreme as what, you know, the people who are speaking currently and getting their message out there. It's the extreme left that's
what's getting
from.
The attention.
And that's not, I'm not saying that, though, I think the whole, everybody on the left has gone more extreme, but I still don't think that everybody has gone to the extreme of which the messages that we're hearing.
Yeah,
from the
extreme are the ones that are pushing the
right.
the agenda forward.
I'm seeing people on the left being censored by their own,
right.
you know, by the more extreme people on yep. the left, which is crazy.
So back to the story here from the Chicago Tribune. She's talking about Trump people hiding, you know, wearing masks. They look like us. The author here. She says, we know Trumpism extends way beyond the outspoken strangers we argue with on social media or the absurd characters dressed in a furry Viking costume, handmaid's outfits, red MAGA caps, or T-shirts emblazoned with the slogan God, Guns, and Trump. Some of them wear suits. They masquerade as respectable members of our community. They are our neighbors, co-workers, and people we might even think are our friends. We already knew that far too many people believed that the presidential election was stolen from Trump. Though there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud, polls showed that more than three-quarters of Republicans were convinced that the election was rigged.
Well, I mean, you had Democrats that were convinced the election was rigged previously.
Yeah.
You know, look, okay, I've got something for this whole was the election rigged or not. I have questions.
All of them are.
Yeah, I have questions for Democrats, so I'm going to need you guys to pretend to be a Democrat briefly.
Oh, boy.
But okay. I'm going to ask you reasonable questions to which you will be able to.
I was a registered Democrat.
Yes.
So. Here we go.
Do the Republicans currently, right now, have they seized control of the mechanisms for laying out jurisdictions across America so that they are more widely represented within the political apparatus?
Yes and no.
Or have they? Do they, quote-unquote, gerrymander?
Certainly.
So the Republicans do. Do they do it far more effectively than the Democrats do it?
It depends on which state.
It does depend on which state, but across the nation.
I have no idea.
The answer is yes, they do.
Okay.
Republicans are just better at gerrymandering than Democrats.
Huh.
So now, knowing this, that we know that the political apparatus is being used to cause one party to be overrepresented than another, is it possible, is it even likely, that Democrats in a major city in a red state, in a blue city in a red state, might just have a bunch of extra votes sitting around so that they can continue to pop them in as and be able to win by whatever margin they need to be able to win by? Is that possible? Sure, it's possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I know how they do it? No! I don't have it broken down for you. I don't have evidence.
Well, supposedly there was like a whole suitcase full of ballots at one of these voting centers where they've got video of somebody pulling it out.
It's certainly not beyond belief. The systems that they're using are security. They lack security,
yeah.
right? Like, they're so vulnerable that if they're not being, you know, taken advantage of, well, that's just hard to believe.
The Democrats are willing to believe the Republicans cheat, but not willing to believe the Democrats cheat.
Of course, yeah, they both do.
And it's absolute BS.
Absolutely. On both sides. Yeah. 603-283.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Are you living next door to a domestic terrorist? That's what the Chicago Tribune wants you to think. And we will share more about their perspective here, their fear-mongering, fear-your-neighbor perspective, snitch-on-your-neighbor perspective, now with Yelp implementing a snitch feature for businesses that, as we learned last night, are not going along with quote-unquote social distancing and mask-wearing and all that. So the snitching is getting worse, and the encouragement of fear and paranoia is getting worse as we continue here. Our number 603-283-6160. In the studio, Ian, Chris, and Mark. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Dave Burns. He is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, and that means that Dave is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. That's to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. So if you like what we do here and you think it's worth the price of a cup of coffee, you can fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that. You can go to the AMP program and sign up with your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the story here about the secretive Trump supporters who the Chicago Tribune here seems to be suggesting they might be domestic terrorists living next door to you. They're talking about how they masquerade as respectable members of our community, wearing suits. They're our neighbors, she says. Co-workers and people we might even think are our friends. But we had no idea how easily some of these people could become terrorists who would carry out an attack on the U.S. Capitol, the sacred symbol of American democracy.
They always say democracy.
And sacred.
Yikes.
Like, democracy. Okay, we use a democratic system to elect our representatives in our republic, but everybody who calls this a terrorist act uses the term democracy. And I think it's interesting. You know, in my Quaker meeting, they did it over the weekend, and I said, this is a republic. And they said, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a democratically elected republic.
It's a democratically elected republic, but it's not a democracy. We use We use a democratic system to elect representatives in our republic.
Well, would it matter, Mark, if they were saying, our republic, they slaughtered a sacred symbol of the American Republic?
Then
it would be the same sort of fear-mongering, wouldn't it?
Then my statement would change, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, I mean...
To what?
Here's what I believe. I believe the Democrats are worse about using words to manipulate us than the Republicans are.
Why?
Why do I believe that, or why...
Yeah, why wouldn't they both be just about as bad?
I don't think the Republicans... I don't consider them as sophisticated in this particular realm. They're not...
So you're saying Republicans aren't as smart.
They're trying to speak the truth in this particular way. And when you get them, you know, on an issue where it's like, hey, that's not exactly right, they will concede that your terminology is correct. Whereas... Democrats just go right back to spouting the crap that they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This isn't a democracy.
But what would you say if they said, Republicans said, you're just quibbling on the political term.
Okay, I'm quibbling on the term. What I'm saying is this republic was founded on rebellion, and and Thomas Jefferson, the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence, said that that a revolution was necessary every 20 years. I think it sounds like we're long past due. It sounds like you baby boomers did exactly the same crap previously, and now when it's done again a generation later, it's breathtaking. Well, no, I'm not fine. Some people went in an unauthorized tour of the Capitol. At this point, we don't have a rebellion.
Not yet.
No, definitely not.
It was a nice
thing
to
see. We have a bunch of overreactions.
Yeah, it was a nice thing to see, but it wasn't a coup.
It's an absurd argument to make, I think, that anybody who has any sanity to them would not agree with.
They're going to make an argument.
The Democrats here this time are bringing they're preparing for the culling.
Oh, yeah. They've got the 20,000 National Guard troops are coming into D.C. preparing for what happens next week during the inauguration. They're expecting violence, and they're preparing for it, so they might just get it. Anyway, here's what... So they're going to make an argument, though, Mark. So let's go here. The USA Patriot Act defines a domestic terrorist as someone who carries out acts, quote, dangerous to human life, unquote, that appear to be intended to, quote, influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping, unquote. That's what this insurrection was about. Even though there wasn't any assassination or kidnapping or mass destruction at all. Okay, a broken window or something like that. And
how is that mass destruction?
Some guy took the lectern.
I think she's going, maybe arguing with the first part, claiming that the acts were intended to, quote, influence the policy of a government by intimidation. So she's saying...
I mean, is that not... Every protest? Is that not every time somebody makes a comment on Twitter or Facebook?
No, she's saying this would go beyond that because they went into the Capitol without authorization. So you're authorized to have your little protest outside. That's fine. Everybody can have a protest.
Weren't they pushing on a wall of cops with shields at one point?
I think the cops attacked them when they were inside the Capitol, and there was a fracas between them at one point.
Based on that argument, every act of civil disobedience is then domestic terrorism.
Look,
don't give them any ideas.
That's absurd.
Terrorism is, quibbling over this term terrorism is quibbling with your oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with this term?
The politicians.
Terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably both the Republicans and the Democrats.
That's right.
Both of them combined probably
is
voting for it.
This is the USA Patriot Act.
Yeah, this was something that was unanimous, I believe, almost unanimous. Yeah. I think it was it Ron?
Probably Ron Paul didn't vote
for
it.
I think he's the only one who didn't vote for this, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between terrorism and a state, and by state I mean an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a government as we have understood it for 9,000 years. The difference between them is fleeting. It's small.
It is.
And
it's the same thing. It's just people don't recognize it when the government does it because, well, they believe the government has legitimacy when it uses violence and intimidation. She says that's what this insurrection was about. FBI officials said the Justice Department is treating this like a significant international counterterrorism or counterintelligence operation that could result in sedition and conspiracy charges. More than 70 people have been charged so far, and more than 170 suspects have been identified. Authorities said the number of arrests could be in
the hundreds.
Sedition is just thoughts you're not allowed to have.
Is that even something that is applicable to non-government people?
Sedition? Oh, yeah. Conspiracy all the time.
I thought that was something that had to be, you had to be working for some foreign government or
you think of espionage or something.
You might be right.
You're probably right. According to an Associated Press review of arrest records, social media posts, and public documents, Republican Party officials, GOP political donors, far-right militants, off-duty police, and members of the military were among the mob that showed up in Washington in an attempt to overturn a fair and democratic election. Now, note, she's now talking about just the protesters. So the police officers weren't inside the Capitol. I have not heard those arguments. The police chief, Troy, was not inside.
Or not Keene, New Hampshire. The guy in New Hampshire, wasn't he in the... I thought he went inside.
Nope. Oh, there was a guy from Keene who went inside.
Oh, okay. I might be confusing the two.
But not the police chief from Troy. Just some guy from Keene was inside. Going on. So they say that they're just calling it a mob in Washington. Again, we're just talking about a protest that some of those people from the protest went inside the Capitol. Probably a small minority of those.
Well, this is the same trick that the Republicans were using during the protest going on earlier this year.
Correct.
You know, some people were throwing rocks through windows, stealing TVs, setting police departments on fire, and these sorts of things. And then they were saying that all of these peaceful protesters, like everybody who came out is a person who did this. This is the same.
Which is not true. There was a small fraction of the people who were violent and destructive. Same thing's true here.
I love how the left has failed to condemn the burning of police stations back then, and now they're condemning this because it's the opposing side that's
correct.
They didn't just fail to condemn it. They went out there and they said things to in support. They raised funds to bail these people out.
But they didn't get banned from social media
for
it.
Because social media is run by the Democrats or the city mice.
The crazy thing is, if you watched the speech that was given by Trump, like just before the protests occurred.
Mm-hmm.
He was advocating against violence in the speech.
Right. He used repeatedly. He said march. He said support.
That's right. Yeah.
Our Republicans' allies. He used all kinds of stuff.
You really have to twist it in order to get violence out of what he said.
The idea that you think that Donald Trump should be impeached for incitement to riot. Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you've lost your mind.
Oh, and by the way, now the leftists who are saying all cops are bastards, some of them are now saying, these hero cops.
Yeah, these cops are great because they're BIPOC, is what they came from.
BIPOC?
Yes, people of color.
So more coming up. Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.